just before Jesus is led by the Spirit into the wilderness, he's baptized by John in the Jordan River. And the Spirit of God descends upon him in the form of a dove. The baptism of Jesus was the very beginning of his public ministry. It set the name of the Father upon the Son in the unity of the Holy Spirit, launching him about his work as being the Savior of the world. In his baptism, Jesus' public ministry was at its pristine beginning. In the waters, accompanied by the Spirit, Jesus would now go out and begin his work of saving the lost sheep of Israel. And what's the first thing that happens once the Spirit descends upon Jesus? Immediately, he's led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be brought face to face with his enemy, our enemy, the devil. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, and the tempter came to him. It all started with his baptism. The Spirit comes, and immediately the devil places a target on the back of the Son of God. He sees a child of God and knows so much more. He sees the Son of God. This one is the life worth swallowing whole. This one the devil seeks to destroy. He comes and says to him, "If you are the Son of God," and the devil begins his deception and temptation of the Lord. And Jesus doesn't stumble into this confrontation accidentally. He knows that it's coming. He's been planning on it. He's seeking it. He yearns for it. He desires it with every fiber in his being, for Jesus is the very righteousness of God. The kingdom of God has come in him. And he has come to destroy the devil, to swallow up death forever, and to win the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. And he knows that that righteousness cannot be tolerated for even one moment by the devil. Satan knows who Jesus is, and so he will fight tooth and nail against our Lord to keep him from succeeding in his mission and to keep his life from coming to you. Christ must be deflected, devoured, destroyed in any way possible. The cosmic battle for your soul, it began in the waters of Jesus' baptism. It spills out into the wilderness of sin where the Son of God comes to battle our fearsome enemy. And in every baptism, we see the same cosmic spiritual battle unfold again. The Son who has laced the waters with his blood through his word fills you with his Holy Spirit. For those who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. His crucifixion, his death, his resurrection, they are wrapped in the blood that saves. Now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, Ephesians 2. Because the blood of Christ has been brought near to you in the baptismal waters, where the Lord filled you with his Spirit and gives you life, it has covered you in Christ. The blood of Jesus, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin, 1 John 1. The Spirit comes from above and made you a child of God. For no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born again of water and the Spirit, John chapter 3. And just as Jesus' baptism brought him face to face with the devil, so also your baptism attracts the devil to your life. Like a lion upon fresh meat, the aroma of Jesus stirs Satan wildly. You, who have been baptized into Jesus' life, instantly become the target of Satan's attacks and temptations. In your baptism, Satan drew a target on your back. Can't be any other way. For those who have become the children of God and the washing of regeneration will live to be attacked by the author of degeneration, by our wicked foe. The devil will not sleep He cannot rest until you are attacked and devoured, taken away from Christ, the living one. It is a daily battle for the life of the Christian. The reality of the devil in our world, he is real. He prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to devour us every waking moment. The reality of our enemy being so close and breathing threats and temptations down our neck because you are in Jesus can cause a bit of consternation for anyone, especially for the parent who's bringing their infant to the baptismal font. If we had it our way, we'd prefer to believe that the child's life would be nothing but sweetness and roses, but we would be foolish to think so. Think of your own battle with temptation. When's the tempter ever left you alone? When has he ever left accusing you, berating you, causing you to doubt the Lord and his promises? Is there ever a day, even one hour, where Satan does not whisper his lies, and tempt you to fall into sin or despair or unbelief? If Jesus were treated this way in the wilderness, what makes us think that any of us gets a free pass from the father of lies, especially our own children? The devil seeks all life. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy all life. Infant, young, and old, Satan comes to destroy us. It's a troubling reality to know this, that we have a great and fierce enemy who seeks not only to destroy us every day, but also our own children, our precious infants. So how does a Christian live in the midst of such a reality? How do we live in the wilderness with our Savior? With what shall we ward off the enemy's approach to devour our children? Every word that comes from the mouth of God. The word of God is a great weapon against the onslaughts of the liar because the word of God is truth. We combat the lies of the devil with truth. We read God's holy word every day and set the catechism upon our children's lips. We bring her to Sunday school. We teach her God's holy word. We sing it in our homes. We confess it with our lips. We confess it by the lives that we live. For our children, she will live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Not your opinion, not entertainment, not religious interpretation or man-made teaching, not with mere law, don't do this, don't do that, don't taste, don't eat, don't touch, but with the eternal gospel of life, that our sins have been taken away in Christ Jesus through his death on the cross, and that Jesus' victory over her sin and her death and the power of the devil over her life has been won by his resurrection from the dead and has been given to her freely in the waters of her baptism. We tell our children every day that she is precious and chosen in his sight, and that the Lord alone fights for her. Teach her the word of God. Commend your children to the care of the Heavenly Father, who will guard his life against the attacks of Satan. Will your child always understand how the Father is protecting him? No. Will he always appreciate how his father protects him? No. But will his heavenly father ever stop protecting him? No. Not any more than his earthly father would ever would. He will send his holy angels to guard them and to protect them in all their ways. Teach your children to worship God alone. Not you. Not herself. Not other humans, not that boy, not that girl, not the stuff we see in creation, but God. God alone, this one who has redeemed you by his blood and covered you with his forgiveness. He is the ultimate hiding place for all those who confess their sins. He preserves you in every trouble. The baptismal font is at the entrance of the chancel. We pass by the font to approach the altar where God pours out his son's body and blood to us. And we pass by the font as we return to our own wilderness. Into the water and up out of the water you go. And it's only with God's power that you can walk away from the altar. And it's only by God's power that you are drawn back to the altar. But when you are, know that it will always attract your enemy, the deceiver, the one who wants to devour you and your faith. And so we must again return to the Word of God, again and again and again. For in baptism, you've been made a child of God. There's no ifs about it. You are a child of God, and you've been given his precious promises. And that reality will attract Satan. There's only one direction for us to go. Out. Out into the wilderness. Out into the world. Not of the world, but in the world, to serve those who are there, to minister to them, those who are also in need of Christ's gifts and baptism, and to bring them in. The Holy Spirit drives us each out into the wilderness. Just as the Spirit did to Jesus, so the Spirit does to the church, so the Spirit does to every individual Christian, to confront our enemy. But we go as the baptized, and as who you are. As Luther teaches in the Catechism, baptism indicates this, that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Satan is your enemy. He is our enemy, but one little word can fell him. I am baptized into Christ. Be gone, Satan. Amen.